this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi security forces clash with thousands of protesters in Baghdad's Green Zone. Several people were wounded when demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers and charged into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's offices, determined to find him, but he was not there. Abadi imposed a curfew later in the Iraqi capital, but it was lifted just a few hours afterwards. By evening, most of the protesters had been cleared from the Green Zone compound. Many of the demonstrators are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He has demanded that Prime Minister Abadi end a political quota system that guarantees political parties ministerial positions and replace the current government with technocrats. The European Space Agency said Friday that one of its satellites had spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast of the last position of the Egypt Air airliner. Egypt said early Friday it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir said on Facebook that personal belongings of passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. Egypt Air Flight 804, with 66 passengers and crew on board, crashed into the sea early Thursday on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of the crash has been determined. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department is dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, had floated the notion Friday during a meeting broadcast on Russian state television. He said the strikes could begin as early as May 25th and would be coordinated with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Pentagon spokesman, Captain Jeff Davis, told reporters Friday the United States does not collaborate or coordinate with the Russians on any operations in Syria. The U.S. suspended all military ties with Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and subsequent annexation of Crimea. The United States and Russia are both part of the multinational International Syria Support Group, which met earlier this week in Vienna. NATO foreign ministers have agreed to extend the alliance's key training and support mission in Afghanistan beyond this year. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that Afghan forces were doing well against Taliban rebels, benefiting from current military training launched in 2015 after the alliance ended its direct combat role.
Afghan forces are showing real courage, determination, and professionalism. And they are benefiting from our training, advice, and assistance. But Afghanistan continues to face serious security challenges.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Thursday that Washington had 9,800 soldiers in Afghanistan. That accounts for the bulk of foreign troops in the Resolute Support mission. He said that number would fall to 5,500 in 2017. The leading U.S. gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, has endorsed Republican Donald Trump for president, and he responded by saying he would not let NRA members down. The lobbying group opposes measures aimed at restricting gun ownership and is considered one of the most influential such groups in the United States. Trump centered many of his remarks on Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, claiming the former Secretary of State wants to abolish the Constitution's Second Amendment, which gives citizens the right to bear arms. Clinton has said she supports the Second Amendment, but more safety measures are needed to keep guns out of the wrong hands. Here in Washington, the White House was briefly put on lockdown after uniformed Secret Service officers shot and then arrested a man brandishing a gun near the building. Less than an hour after the incident was reported, the Secret Service said that all protectees are safe. President Obama was not at the White House at the time. The suspect was taken into custody. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.